Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? What is up, everybody? It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday, and I have seen a movie. But before I do all that, thank you for the new people that have jumped on. The subscriber count has jumped a little bit. Appreciate each and every one of you people for diving in into this crazy world of incoherent babbles and rambles. And occasionally there's some good stories in there from the world. And I do have a thought or two on some things. Also, there are going to be some changes. I think it is officially time to take the name Stretch Goose and lay it down and grow up a little bit, you know, take this podcast to, you know, after a decade of being known as the Stretch Goose, just to take it into the future, into the next adventure, if you will, and actually put my face and my name on it. You guys know who I am, all that fun stuff. And, of course, the email is going to be the same, stretchgoosefontsmedia.com, if you want to get in touch with me there. I still have an X account. Not entirely sure how long the intro music's going to stay, but we are here. We have done it. We're time to take off the diaper, put on the underwear. I don't know if that fucking analogy goes anywhere. It probably doesn't. But I did see a movie. I saw Captain America, Brave New World. Love those transitions, huh, guys? Hey, all you new guys, get used to this shit, because I don't really have any, like... I mean, I have random... I have that. Oh, shit. Got to record it, huh? Oh, well, I don't have the record button on it, but I have that. Oh, I do have it. Well, shit, it did show up. Well, I'll just do this again. I have that, you know, not exactly a transition of greatness, but I have one of those. I do pay for an entire year of music and sound effects and things through a company known as, Upbeat. Some of you guys have used it, I'm sure, over the course of your content creating careers. But anyway, saw a movie. I saw Captain America: Brave New World. Why did I see it? Because every Marvel movie that comes out, I at least give it a once over. So I have seen all 34, 35 Marvel films in the theaters, or because of the pandemic, I guess, 'cause I rented it, right? I know that they've lost their way since Infinity War closed and they decided to go with this multiverse thing. I know that, you know, Kang the Conqueror got into a little snafu in the legal terms. So they had to cut that and shift gears and all that. So it kind of messed up the timelines, if you will, of how they wanted to release things. We still can't get a fucking Blade movie off the ground. Don't understand it. I still don't get it. It's blood-sucking vampires. If Sony can get Morbius off the ground, that fucking shit show, why can't we somehow cobble together a couple of pages and shoot fucking Blade? Shit! You know, the guy's been attached as the actor, and the directors have changed hands. The actor's still stuck to it. He really wants to be Blade, and it's just not fucking happening. But they've moved a lot of things around. They had to reshoot in a lot of different films. And Captain America: Brave New World, after the apparent reset from Deadpool and Wolverine, this film makes an attempt to introduce adamantium and talk about what happened in the Eternals film, and try to bring everything full circle. They kind of continue the Falcon and Winter Soldier without the Winter Soldier, which kind of makes it a bummer. But he does show up. I guess he's running for Congress now or some bullshit. But the Brave New World isn't bad. Okay, the 14 reshoots, I understand why, because they added a character and they had to do some rewrites there. So that makes a little bit of sense. Yes, it's disjointed. Yes, Anthony Mackie is not fucking dirtbag Chris Evans. Yes, it's a Captain America that not everybody likes. It's the version that has wings. I know it's not the most popular Marvel character in the Captain America universe, but he does bring something that Chris Evans does not. Anthony Mackie brings a little bit more weight. Chris Evans is a guy that you could look at Chris Evans on the street and be like, I can beat the fuck out of him. It doesn't matter how many weights he lifts. It doesn't matter. This dude does not strike fear at all. He just gives that, I'm a pussy. You can slap the shit out of me and it'll be the end of it. That's just how he looks. That's how he portrays the character. That's how he shows up on screen. And it always was a turnoff to me. Like, this dude is Captain America? This fucking guy, he doesn't embody anything with Captain America. He just doesn't. But Anthony Mackie, he's got a lot more intensity in his eyes, a lot more intensity in his face. Like, he can put it on. And he's very much a comedic actor as well. And I feel like that is what Captain America was missing. Now, William Hurt passed away, so we got to deal with Harrison Ford, right? Well, it's Harrison Ford. It's fucking Indiana Jones. It's Han Solo. You can't get away from it. You just can't. You just can't get away from it. It is what it is. But I understand the reason for the reshoots. One of the things that I really didn't like about this movie, the second time I saw it, it kind of made me not want to see it and kind of go to sleep, is because the marketing was bad, in my opinion. If you're going to have a film of a mystery thriller with the giant reveal of the Red Hulk, I don't know why Marvel/Disney, Kevin Feige, Bob Iger, I don't know why they thought it was awesome to put the Red Hulk out there. Like, out there. You know, it's on the posters, it's in the trailer, it's at the Comic-Con of the San Diego Comic-Con. It's like, you guys are just telling us how this movie is. And then the first trailer was like 3 minutes. I was like, Jesus Christ, do you want us not to see this movie? Like, there wasn't enough buildup. Now, the budget was $180 million. I believe that's mostly reshoot cash. But the thing I know for sure is this movie's going to break even. It's going to, you know, 180, you got to figure four, if my math serves me correctly, which usually it doesn't, but I feel like 430 million is breaking even. I feel like this movie will hit the 500 mark before it's all said and done. And I think it's enough to justify another Captain America film, or putting Anthony Mackie, his Sam Wilson character, in another film. I feel like it's got more pull than Ant-Man, because no one gives a fuck about Ant-Man. I don't understand why they even gave that dude 3 movies. But I feel like this version of Captain America, if they stay on the trajectory of the TV show in this movie, where it's a much more serious, sort of along the lines of Captain America Winter Soldier, I feel like this will do well. It's not going to do billion-dollar business, because everybody likes to see the fucking CG, the big explosions, all that bullshit. But I feel like this will be a consistent 500 million type thing. 500, 500, 500. And at least through this multiverse saga. Now, the way it ended was kind of putting it out there like he's going to rebuild the Avengers, which kind of makes me wonder, in the next set of films like Thunderbolts coming up, I believe Fantastic Four is the next one after that, if you're going to see him do recruitments in post-credit scenes and shit. I don't know. But for all intents and purposes, if you guys have seen the film, let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you think about it in the comments below of whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. Let me know if you think this is the right direction for Captain America. Let me know if you think that this is the actor for Captain America. Just let me know what you guys think, good or bad, you know. This struck me. I saw this on CBS News, and I gotta tell you, this was weird. This was fucking weird. It threw me for a fucking loop. All right, here's the headline. A man who ate part of his victim's brain has been granted supervised release from a Connecticut hospital. I'm going to read that shit again. A man who ate part of his victim's brain has been granted supervised release from a Connecticut hospital. Excuse me. This fucking dude is a cannibalistic murderer. Okay? He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Yes, he's fucking nuts, obviously. He killed him with a hatchet. And then he ate his body parts. Granted a conditional release from the state's only maximum security psychiatric hospital, despite concerns expressed by the victim's family and the police. This fucking nutty guy in Connecticut. How the fuck did this guy get out? I'm gonna read another section of this article. It's from CBS News, and I'm sure it was in the local papers too, Connecticut, I don't know, Sun or something. This is nuts. Like, people like this should not get out, but he's out. Okay? His name is Tyree Smith. He was ordered confined to Whitney Forensic Hospital for 60 years. 60 years in 2013 for taking a hatchet to Angel Gonzalez, mutilating his body. They found it in a vacant apartment a month after he was killed. Like, his cousin testified that Smith told her he ate part of the dude's brain and eyeballs while drinking sake. Do you guys understand how ridiculously nuts you gotta be? You're getting fucking hammered and you tell your cousin that you took a hatchet to somebody's fucking head and then you cooked his brain and eyeball? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is insane shit. Like, this dude should not have gotten out. This dude should have been straight jacket, bottom of the fucking prison. Like, under the foundation. Or maybe ship his ass to a fucking state that kills him. This was bananas. Like, what? Okay, so, anyway. The Psychiatric Security Review Board granted him his conditional release from the hospital on Friday after hearing from a psychiatrist who said Smith's schizophrenia, alcohol, and drug disorders were in full remission as a result of medication. The conditional release means that Smith will be placed in a community setting, but under the supervision with strict conditions, including continuing treatment. Smith already has been staying full-time at a community facility with around-the-clock supervision for 9 months, with Friday's decision formally discharging him from the hospital. During a hearing before the board ruled, Gonzalez's sister-in-law, Talitha Frazier, said she was concerned Smith was hiding his illness. Quote, "How do we really know he's not going to take a fucking hatchet and do this again?" Sorry, that's not what she said. "How do we know that he's not going to do this again?" she says. And of course, the state senator, Heather Summers, Paul Cicerella, Henry Martin, and Stephen Harding called the decision crazy, mind-boggling, outrageous. Yes, I completely agree with the state legislator. Out of your fucking mind. Here's a quote directly from one of the lawmakers. This terrible decision puts public safety in jeopardy and is yet another terrible message to send to CT violent crime victims and their families. This person should never be out. Never be out. Smith, of course, attended the hearing virtually with his lawyer, but was not shown on video screens because of safety concerns stemming from media coverage, his lawyers have said. What the fuck? He took a hatchet and just went to town on Angel Gonzalez and ate his brains and his eyes. What is happening right now? What kind of country are we? What country? Are we in America still? Shouldn't we not have this fucking type of shit? They're like, oh, well, he's been a good boy. We should let him see the outdoors. No. No, 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 fucking no. Keep that motherfucker locked up, straight jacket, feed him with a tube from like 60 feet away. Fuck that guy. Oh, my God. Like, what in the fuck is happening? Oh, all right. This is from Tag 24 News. MSNBC has finally done it. They have finally fucking done it. Joy Reid has been canceled. The readout has been gone. Excuse me. All right. Let's dive in. According to Axios, by way of, what did I say this was? Tag 24 News, citing Axios. The network's new president, Rebecca Coulter, has already made a number of programming shifts with the intent to double down on its liberal bend instead of moving toward the center. So, she really wants to attack Donald Trump. Whatever. The former White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, who has been hosting her weekend inside with Jen Psaki on the network since 2023, is expected to be moved to a primetime slot. Well, good for her. Anchor Alex Wagner, who hosted her show from Tuesday to Friday, 9 p.m. at 9 p.m. since 2022, has been canceled, but she will remain with the network as a correspondent type thing. The biggest shakeup in his cancellation is longtime anchor Joy Reid's 7 p.m. show, The Readout, as reported by the New York Times, will be replaced by a new show co-hosted by anchors Simone Sanders Townsend, Alicia Mendez, and Michael Steele. Reid is considered by many to be the network's most outspoken critic of Trump and one of few black anchors on the network. News of the cancellation comes right after her show won the NAACP Image Award over the weekend. On Saturday, Donald Trump was not going to let this shit go. Don was on top of it the second it hit. He had his people already. He says on his True Social, MSNBC, commonly known as MSDNC, is a threat to our democracy. Such lying and misrepresentation. Bad people at the top. Sure. Anyway. And of course, everybody has celebrated this to a degree. Alex Jones has said that as one of the greatest unintentional comics in history, Joy will be dearly missed. We will also miss the golden creature that lived on top of her head. He takes a shot at her hair. Secular Talk with Kyle Kalinske from his Blue Sky account because he just can't stay on X or something. Joy was one of the very few voices in mainstream media defending Palestinians against Israeli barbarism. Sad to see her go. And of course, Brooklyn Dad Defiant said such a huge mistake to cancel Joy Reid when Morning Joe and Katie Tour's horrible shows are right there and no one's watched them. What the fuck? And there goes Joy out the window. Good night, Irene. Sending her home, packing those bags. But I'm sure she'll be like Jim Acosta and she'll make a fucking podcast and she'll get $1 million backing and a bunch of fucking sponsors because that's what happens to these fucking silly bitches. It just doesn't stop. It doesn't end. And what are you going to do, right? I mean, it is what it is. But that is Joy Reid. Adios. Get the fuck out. And all her racist bullshit can go with her. If we could only get Jasmine Crockett to follow her out the fucking door. Oh, that's a good Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper tastes good every fucking time. All right, guys. Time to end with this. A little high note. A little happiness, if you will. All right. As we get into the summer, I am going to attempt to get my website up and running. I know I'm a lazy bitch. I'm one of the employees of this network that is very behind on the times. I know that the boss man's got his website, his coffee purchasey thing up. He's got a bunch of stuff flowing through. And I'm one of those employees that is just all over the place. My attention spans are very short. That's why when you go to the Lost Tapes, you have hundreds and hundreds of episodes of multiple shows all in one deal. Like when I go on my fucking Apple account and I look at my archive list, it's like 60 shows with like 3 or 4 episodes in each one. Some of them I can't retrieve or else it'd be in the archives or the Lost Tapes, basically. And I have a history of podcasts. Like I just continue to go all over the fucking place. Well, it's time, like I said, to lay it down and grow up. So I'm going to focus the rest of this year on what is now known as the Manuel Fonts Show. All the artwork went up already. Slowly but surely, you're going to get completely new music, intros and outrosies and all that shit. Until then, you're still going to hear the same stuff you've been hearing. This show is going to continue to maintain its 30-minute time limit because as I stay on a daily show, I am going to continue to do this 30 minutes, 35 minutes, try to get as much of this shit knocked out as I possibly can. That way you guys can get all the content you need. Now, I know I should probably stop talking about this shit all the time, but that's just who I am. My mind is everywhere all the time. Anybody who has been a part of this podcast since the beginning, they all know me by now. You guys all fucking know that I get bored quickly. My mind goes all over the place. My focus is very hard to focus on certain things, but I know that if I try, like really fucking try, I can pull this off. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try. I'm going to focus. I got my workspace the way I want. My microphone's the way I want. I got everything the way I want. And I'm going to attempt to knock this shit out. Now, second thing, video. I know that's a big push from the front office in this media company that we are building. Maybe once a week. We'll see. I got set up here. We'll see. Once a week might be it. I do need to get my hands on another monitor. That way I can do this properly in terms of, you know, overlays and switchings and things. So having said all that, guys, I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoy what's going to be happening in the future. And I hope you stick around. I really do. I really hope you guys hang on and enjoy the ride. And if you like the show, by all means, 5-star reviews on your Apples and your Spotify's, you know, write something cool, write something that's on your heart. If if you want to correct something that I may have missed or said incorrectly or whatever, you're more than welcome to do so. And as I said, thank you all. Something is wrong. What is happening here? We have a problem, kids. My Wow. My board just froze. So what we're going to do, since I can't do any of the outro music, I'm just going to sit here and say, have a good one. Later.